Hello, today we're going to be doing more of the in-between. That's basically all you need to know right now, so let's just get right to it. Sorry about that. Just so you know, if you're wondering how and why that happens, because I'm actually recording in my room all the time. Homeschool's hard. Can't keep track of the time easily. Let's just get back to the book. And how's Zach? Fine. And Rennie? Good. They haven't been over in a while. Cooper shrugged. They're busy. His mother waited for more, but there was really nothing else to say. They were fine, at least as far as Cooper could tell from his silent seat at the lunch table. He'd probably know more if he went to the movies or the sleepovers his friend invited him to, though it had been so long since Cooper had accepted that they barely even asked anymore. Only Zach, Cooper's best friend, still tried to talk to him every day, but that was probably because he lived across the street. If the sole person you spend time with is yourself, no one can disappoint you. With a sigh, his mother chose to move on. And how about you, Jess? We did the coolest thing in science today. Cooper closed his eyes in relief as Cooper closed his eyes in relief as Jess went on and on about her classes, her teachers, her plans for her and her friends' group Halloween costume. At least her blathering meant he didn't have to say a word as she recounted who said what about who, and who liked who wasn't speaking to who, and who was upset about what. I mean, and who was upset about what. Cooper was consistently amazed that she could spend this much energy caring about such unimportant things. It was shocking. Her blood sugar didn't drop from the effort. He finished clearing his plate and grabbed his backpack. I'm going to do some homework, Mom. Can you let me know when you leave? His mother looked at the oven clock and said, "Oh no, I should have left already. Can you clear my dishes?" He put his bag down. Sure. As she hurried over to where her jacket hung, she nearly tripped over a large mesh cylinder sitting in the corner of the room. "Jess, can you get rid of that? Jess, can I get rid of that yet?" "No, she's going to hatch. She just needs more time." "Her cocoon's dead," Cooper said. "It is not," Jess snapped. "It is a chrysalis, not a cocoon." The booklet that had come with Jess's giant butterfly garden had promised 3 to 5 monarchs in 2 weeks, but only one of the caterpillars had even managed to make a chrysalis, and that one had been dangling there for almost 2 months. Fine, your chrysalis is dead. You should email them and get your money back. She is not dead. Totally dead. Mom? Cooper's mother gave him a look while she pulled her jacket on before turning to Jess with a gentle tilt of the head. Honey, your brother might be right. Maybe it got too cold or something. She just needs more time, Jess repeated with her nose in the air and a firm nod. Cooper rolled his eyes. His mom kissed Jess's cheeks, then almost hit Cooper in the face with her messenger bag as she threw the crossbody strap over her head. Will you come kiss me when you get home?" Jess said. "Of course I will, sweetie," Mom said. "Cooper, can you text me her blood sugar at bedtime?" "Yeah, like always." When exactly, he wondered, would Jess be able to check her own blood sugar? He stared at he had stared the path. He had started helping with her diabetes when he was 10. So why couldn't Jess do it now that she was? Oh, right. If Jess learned to manage her diabetes herself, she'd lose all the attention. Cooper was quite certain she didn't want that. He looked up at his mother and knew at that moment, if he leaned forward even so much as a millimeter, his mom would envelop him in a hug. And yet, despite feeling a tug in his chest as surely as a rope tied to his heart, he leaned away instead. His mom's lips pinched together and she nodded. "Love you, bud." He nodded in return. Cooper rinsed his mother's plate in the sink and watched her roll her bike from the garage, its blinking red tail light flashing as she kicked her leg up and over the saddle. She then expertly dodged the innumerable potholes in their alley on her way to the street and vanished around the turn. Cooper let his eyes drift to the yard across the alley. "Jeez," he startled, adrenaline flooding his senses. Yes, it was dark out, but Cooper could have sworn the swing had been empty when his mom pulled away. But now, there she was, the girl, sitting, swinging, staring right at him. Cooper reached up and pulled the cord to drop the shade over the window. He was not only a little spooked by her, he was also embarrassed. He didn't mind everyone knowing how angry he was these days. Actually, he actually wore it with pride. But no one should know about the crying, the pain. The girl had seen too much. Block her out, he told himself. Block everyone out. And that's chapter 2. That was a chapter. Oh, bye.